Okay, so we started the Gemara last time. One just walked in.
There, we have two
here, yeah.
We have three valid opinions.
Okay, so we discussed the Machlokes Rashi Rambam and how we paskin legabe the sugya of shneim bershos or shneim shalei bershos. And when you're in the Rosh Hashanah Mazik, you're not in the Rosh Hashanah Mazik. So we saw the Gemara. I think you have that Gemara. It's on Memches Amud Beis. The way Rashi paskins is shneim bershos or shneim shalei bershos. Two people have rishos, two people don't have rishos. It's like there's an insert, I think, in the extra Gemaras. Gemara Baba Kama. So, shneim rishos, or shneim shaloi rishos. So, the Rashi says, hiziku zezeh chayavin, husku zebezeh p'turin. That's our Rashi paskins. What does hiziku zezeh means if both were moving? Husku zebezeh means one is stationary, one is moving. So, the stationary one is called Hiziku. Okay. The stationary guy is called Husku. Fine. But that's Rashi Shita. And we discussed last time how we pass on Shulchan Aruch. If you want to take a look in the pamphlet, we just cause it over quickly. It's all the way at the end of the pamphlet in the Shulchan Aruch. It's page 30. It's Siv Zion. And it says, Hayu Shneim Bershos, Hayu Shneim Shaloi Bershos, V'Husku Zebazeh. So two people are jogging in a park, and assuming that you're allowed to jog there, so they're both brishos, or if you're not allowed to jog there, they're both shaloi brishos. And then they bump into each other. One didn't see the other one, they're both potter. But if it's hiziku zezeh, if they damage each other, be a dayim. One of them damaged the other one, ava bishlo kivnu chayavim. So if one of them gets damaged from the other, meaning he tripped over the other one, or whether he's potter, but if one of them damages the other one, he would be chayev. Okay, and that's the klal. So let's just take in the case of a park. So I'm sitting down having a picnic, which is okay. You are playing ball. You found some more of them? Okay. Yeah. You are playing ball. So we're both brishos. I'm having a picnic. You're playing ball. It's permitted. So the halacha would be that if while you're playing ball, you're running and you trip over my picnic bag or whatever, you trip over my leg, you trip over me. I'm sitting down there and you didn't see me and you trip over me. You were huzak in me. So Potter, I don't have to pay for that. I didn't do anything wrong by sitting here. You should watch where you're going. But if... you're playing ball and you throw the ball and it hits me in the head, so even though you're brishos, but you're mazik me, so hiziku zezeh chayavin. Okay, that's the klal. Now there's legabi car accidents. There's another mishnah that we have to learn. Okay, the other mishnah brings up a new rule. Brings up a new rule, and that's going to determine a lot b'negia car accidents. So that Mishnah, I think, it was copied. It's on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, but the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and you have the Mishnah there. Zeba b'chavisoi v'zeba b'kar. It's gevaldik how you could take a beam and a jug and apply it to car accidents and apply it to all sorts of amazing things. So the principles remain the same. Zeba b'chavisoi v'zeba b'kairosoi. So you have a two-lane walking path, and one guy's carrying his chavis, which is a jug, one guy's carrying a beam, and nishbar kadosh shalzeh b'kirosh shalzeh. So it's the kadosh shalzeh, they were both going brishos. Potter is potter. Now, you'll tell me, why are you potter in this case? Shalzeh shalzehalach. Well, shalzeh shalzehalach, because they're both, no one's doing anything wrong, they're both walking innocently. But didn't we say before that hiziku zezeh chayavim? So the answer is that when the energy of the hezek is happening from both people, they both hit each other, that's not called hiziku, that's called huzku. That's called, since the nizik also, the nizik provided some of the energy that caused the accident. So that's called a huskuze bozeh. That's called that they ended up getting damaged from one another. It's not called hizikuze. Because I was also walking, and therefore it's almost like, you know, the guy with the kad bumped into the guy with the chavis, the guy with the kura. So even though the guy with the kura moved forward and provided energy for the hezek, the other guy, you know, also did. So since they both provided the energy for the hezek, the halacha is that you're potter. And the reason is Zerush Shalach or Zerush Shalach. Haya Bal Kira Rishain U Bal Chavis Achrain. If the Bal Kira was first and the Bal Chavis was second. So the first case was they were walking behind each other and they both gave the energy for the Hezek. So that's called Huzku Zebazeh. Since it's called Huzku Zebazeh with our principle that we had before, Shneim Bershus. And it's Huzku Zebazeh Pturim. Good? Now we're going to switch the case. It's a one-lane highway. There's no one in the front. There's no one. I didn't say that. That's exactly what I'm saying. They're not. They're walking opposite each other.
They're walking towards each other.
So since they're walking towards each other, it's a two-way street, and they're walking towards each other and bump into each other. So that's called husku zebazeb because they're both providing that. Now we're switching the case. It's a one-lane, and one is walking one in front of the other. So the one that's going to, we'll see who's the one that's called the mazik here. So, haya bal kira rishain u bal chavis achrain. So now, the bal chavis is the one that's going to get damaged. His chavis is going to break, and he's behind the bal kira. He's behind the owner of the beam. So what's the halacha? Nishbra chavis bal kira, and the chavis broke because he bumped into the kira. So now the bal kira didn't do an act of hezek. The Bal Chavis was Mazik himself in the Kura. So that's called Husku Zebazeh, Potter. Potter Bal Kura. The Bal Kura is Potter. Next page. Bal Kura is moving in front, but the Bal Chavis bumped into him from behind. So now the Bal Chavis is responsible for the Hezek that he caused to himself. But, says the Gemara, the Mishnah on the next page, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Im Amad Bal Kura, but if the Bal Kura stopped, Chayev, he has to pay. Now, this that he has to pay, the Gemara says before, it's a Gemara before, that's only when he stopped Lofush, he stopped to rest. He didn't really have permission to stop. So since he didn't have permission to stop, he became Shaloi Bershus over here. So even though the Baal, because think about what happened here. Who provided all the energy for the Hezek? Only the back guy. Because he was holding the Chavis, he was holding the barrel, and he's walking into the pole. The pole's walking in front of him. The pole didn't back up and hit him. So the pole didn't really provide any energy for the Hezek. All the energy of the Hezek was provided by the Baal Chavis. The Baal Chavis is walking, and he bumps his Chavis into the pole. So now it's really Husku Zebazeh. So if there would be both Bershus, the halacha would be that it would be Potter. So the Gemara makes a distinction. Why did the guy in front stop? Did he have permission to stop or did he not have permission to stop? So there's two types of stoppings. There's sometimes you stop Lakatef, you stop to fix your baggage. If you're stopping to fix your baggage, so it's understood that people aren't going to walk straight the whole time. They may stop for a minute, tie your shoelace, whatever. You have to fix them. So when you're walking behind someone, you got to take note that maybe they're going to, you know, they're going to have to fix up their bag. But if he stopped lofush, if he stopped to rest, you can't rest with a pole sticking out of your shoulder. You can't rest in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah. If you did, you became shaloi bershus. What's the rule when echad is bershus v'echad shaloi bershus? The rule is that even if the Bershus guy was Huzak in the Eina Bershus guy, then the Eina Bershus guy has to pay. Even though he didn't do any energy to the Hezek, he didn't do anything. He's just there, and the Nizek did all the Hezek himself. He's the Bal Kira would still have to pay. Okay? Fine. Let's switch the case. But here the Gemara says a very important Mishnah. The Mishnah says something important. Vim Omar Lebal Chavis, this could change everything. Vim Omar Lebal Chavis, he stopped to rest. He's Shaloi Bershus. He had no permission to be there. But he yelled out and said, I'm stopping. Hey, buddy, watch out. I'm stopping. So now he shifted, even though he's Shaloi Bershus, but now he shifted the Achrayas back to the Bal Chavis, and now the Bal Chavis is chayiv. The Bal Chavis will not get reimbursed for the hezek. Okay, so in other words, this is very important. So if we would take this right here, just as we go along, just to apply it, so we understand what we're talking about. So what we would say is like this: two people are driving, and they're both driving legally, and one guy stops. You know, it's common to stop, but maybe he stopped too short or something like that. Now, the guy behind him hit him. Okay? So, let's talk about the hezek that happens to the guy in the back first. So, can he... He's tying it as, what'd you stop in the middle of the street? And because you stopped in the middle of the street, I hit you. And now my car got... The front of my car is all damaged. So, how would we pass in the case? So first of all, we have to say, did the front guy have permission? Did he stop short? Did he like do something wrong? Let's say he stopped short. He wasn't supposed to stop that way. So l'chayra, the guy in the back, did nothing wrong. And he's bershos, the other guy's shaloi bershos. And the guy in front would have to pay for the damage to the car in back of him. However, the poskim say that if you have lights, brake lights, it's like being moedia him. You told him you stopped because you have lights. You have brake lights on the back of your car. So it wasn't a surprise to him that you stopped.
If you stop at a stop sign or a red light, you don't need to.
It's
Bershus.
You still Bershus.
That's Bershus. Right. Yeah, we don't talk about that. I'm talking about two people driving, guys stop short.
In the case of the car, what if he yelled out, hey, I'm going to stop, but he stopped so suddenly.
Okay, yeah, and the same thing. It has to be that there was enough time that had you paid attention to my brake lights, you could have stopped.
Maybe the same thing.
Yeah. If you couldn't have, then not. But that would be a very simple application of this Mishnah. Okay? Now, Vim Omer Lebal Chavis Amoid, and we told the Bal Chavis, stop, Potter. Now, let's switch the case. Hoya Bal Chavis Rishon Bal Kor Achrei. Now, the guy that got damaged is in the front. The guy with the chavis is in the front, and the guy with the koira is in the back. Nishbra chavis b'koira chayiv. So obviously, if the bal koira is walking too quickly and his beam breaks the barrel, he has to pay. That's obvious. What if the guy in front stopped? So then he became shaloi bershus because he stopped for no reason. Now, even if the guy in front of him damaged him, it's potter because shaloi bershus, you have no claim. Potter b'im omer lebal kor amoid. If he told him, chayv is chayv.
And it's not considered a ziku?
Yeah, but shaloi bershus.
Ziku is not
bershaloi bershus. Echa bershus, echa shaloi bershus, even his ziku is potter. No, that's shneim bershus, shneim shaloi bershus. But echa bershus, echa shaloi bershus, then the bershus guy is mazik, it's still potter. Rashi, ra'o, not ra'o, whatever. Okay. So, That's the halacha. Now there's one more. Okay, so basically, once you see this Mishnah, so everything should really be pretty straightforward. That when it goes back to that principle, if you're Bershus, are you Bershus or are you Shaloi Bershus? What's the rule over here? Now, if you read the Mishnah simply, we are putting all the responsibility on the guy in the back to watch where he's going. Why can't you argue? Look, I'm sorry. No. We're putting no responsibility on the guy in the back. We're saying if the guy in the front stopped and he had no permission to stop, then you could continue walking and it's not your fault. And if your chavis breaks into his koira and he had no permission to be there, he has to pay you. Right? There's a question on that because the Gemara is mesupik about that. It's not so clear. One could have argued, well, I mean, look, there's another lane right there. You could have gone around me. Why are you placing all the responsibility on the guy in the front for stopping, and you're not placing any responsibility on the guy in the back for not watching where he's going? But that's what the Gemara seems to say. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, but we paskin that way. We paskin that the responsibility when two people are going in a street, a one-way highway, one way, all the responsibility is on the guy in the front. As long as the guy in the back is driving regularly, he's not mechuyev to assume that there's people doing strange things in front of him. And therefore, if the guy in front of him does something shaloi bershus, you can't place the responsibility on the guy in the back.
It's interesting because U.S. law is the exact opposite.
Right, U.S. law is it goes on who's ever moving. No?
No, whoever's
in the rear. I'm saying, the guy that's moving. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, that's the truth. The Gemara says clearly that Rish Lakish holds like that, and Rish Lakish says that the case of the Mishnah is only when the guy in the front blocked the whole street. So there was nowhere for the person behind him to go. And the beam was placed in a position that it was on along the width of the entire street. That's what the Gemara says according to Rish Lakish. But we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch did not mention it. And the Vilna Gaon says that's because we don't pass him like that, Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish does switch a little bit the responsibility that way. But you're saying American law is that what?
You have two cars going. The one in the rear is always in. The one in the front made a short stop.
The person who had the last potential the last possibility to prevent it.
Regardless of the front car.
That's why I asked that. Is
Shalom
unless
he
reverses into
right? But I'm saying it could be it will depend on the brake lights and that type of story. But yeah, what?
When the Rishon says I'm stopping, is Pshat that he becomes Bershus?
No,
the second guy is Poshea.
Right, it's not that he's Bershus, but Iboyle Ludui. Once he tells him, then even Echa Bershus Echshal Bershus. Like the Gemara said, but if you see me and you have to, once you know I'm here and you become aware that I'm Shalom Bershus, then it becomes your responsibility. Now the Gemara does not talk about Faker. Does that mean now that he has to pay for the other guy's damage? That we didn't discuss that really. I mean that's the first that yeah it does, because it says if the Baal Chavis is first and he warns him, then you know, so Zalmi, it would come out that Lamaisa were not so different, really, because at the end of the day, the Gemara says that at the end of the day, the Mishnah says that if you warn the person in back, now the responsibility shifts to the guy in the back. So, like I said, I saw in some of the poskim in that sefer, he says that brake lights is maybe considered a warning. So.
We have a rule that the guy in the back should be responsible enough not to follow so closely that he doesn't have time to stop in case of...
So that's a whole different rule. So now we're going to get to that in a second, okay? Because what happens if... Now, till now we were talking that it was the guy in the front was Shaloi Bershus, right? The guy in the front stopped with no illegally. He's resting in the middle of the street. And the guy in the back is Bershus. And since it's Echad Bershus, Echad Shaloi Bershus, we put all the responsibility on the guy in the front, basically. But that's provided that the guy in the back is doing what he's supposed to be doing legally. If he's also Shaloi Bershus, so now it's Shneim Shaloi Bershus. Now we go back to the rule. Shneim Shaloi Bershus, if one gets damaged by the other one, they're both Potter. So if the guy in the back was following too closely with a following distance that was too close, so then he becomes Shaloi Bershus also. And now Shneim Shaloi Bershus says, Huskuz Ebezez Ptur. So Mamela, you're right. If the guy in the back was following too closely, he cannot be considered Bershus anymore. Now he's Shaloi Bershus, so now it becomes Huskuz Ebezez Ptur. And that's called Husku because he got damaged through him. Right? So it would really depend. Now, we said last week, and the Olam was, I don't know, question, but I saw in this farm, the Takasei Beferish, that even though we're not going with Dina de Malchus Adina over here, we're not saying do what the... we're saying two Jews got involved in an accident, we're going to paskin it based on Bezdin. We're not going to go with the legal, responsibility. However, in defining what the nature of Rishus and Shaloi Rishus is, you go by the permission given by the state of how to use the roads. Because they are the ones that are determining who has permission to use the roads in what way. And therefore you can't say, well, you know, everyone goes like this. No, it doesn't work that way. So Echa Rishus, Echa Shaloi Rishus will go by the legal definition of what's considered Rishus and Shaloi Rishus. Okay? So now, So if we go into the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see how this is very clear. Now, let's just give another example. What would you say an example where I have a green light, I'm going straight, and someone makes a left turn when they're not allowed to, it's red or whatever. So he's crossing the red, it's just simple, he crosses the red, I'm on green, and the guy in the green hits the guy going through on the red. So it's Hiziku, it's not Husku, because the guy in the green provided all the energy into the accident. And the guy in the red is the one that got damaged. Does the guy going on the green, does he have to pay? Right, so, Zalmi, what's in that case, legally? The guy in the green? Right. So halachically, let's analyze it. The guy running the green is Bershus. The guy running the red is Shaloi Bershus. Generally, if you just have the rule of the Mishnah, Echad Bershus, Echad Shaloi Bershus, then and the Bershus guy is Mazik, the Shaloi Bershus, the loch is his potter. However, we had a machloikis last week between Rashi and the Rambam, that if you're in the Rishus of the Mazik, you're literally in the Rishus of the Mazik, is the Mazik responsible to pay any attention to the Shaloi Bershus? You came into my house. So Rashi says, yeah, as long as I saw you, now I'm responsible to make sure I don't mazik you. Rambam says, no. If I'm in my own place, it's my place. So Mimela...
Well, that's only
Bishus Mazik. Bishus Mazik. Bishus the Mazik. When you're Bishus the Mazik, so the Rambam says that, no, even if he saw you, he's potter, because it's his house. He doesn't have to go be careful how he behaves. But he's not allowed to mazik you bekavana. Okay? Now, let's figure this out. I'm running the green, the other guys ran the red. Echa Bershus, Echa Shaloi Bershus. I'm definitely potter. But what happens if I saw him? And I'm assuming seeing means I saw him with enough time that technically I could have avoided it. I didn't act fast enough, whatever, but it would have been possible maybe to have avoided it. I thought I would be able to make it through. I saw him, but I'm like, you know what? I see him coming. I can do it. So you try to make it through, but you did see him, and you could have maybe stopped. You chose not to. So now, what? No, I don't know Kavana Lahazik him. I'm trying to walk through. No, that's okay. I'm walking through. I'm continuing to walk through, despite the fact that I see him. Who? No, so what was that? So according to Rashi, you're probably bichayv in that case now. Because now you saw him, you should have avoided him.
Why is that in maybe Lavish?
No, because here...
In Lavish, you see him.
What?
In Lavish, you see him.
Not clear that that's... You really did. You don't know that he stopped. He's walking in front of you. He's been walking in front of you for the last 10 minutes. You're not paying attention. He stopped. He didn't stop. He's walking in front of you. No.
He was walking in front of you.
He walking in front of you. Ro'o means I saw the Shaloi Bershus. No, it could be different. I saw the Shaloi Bershus kind of him. Over here, he's walking in front of me the last 10 minutes. No brake lights. I see he's got in front of me. And then I continue learning my Mishnayos as I'm walking in the Chav. I don't see that he stopped. He's Bershus now. It's not that I saw him better. It's just that he's Bershus.
That itself is a pillar. It's the same exact action.
It's the same exact thing, but since he's Bershus, he's allowed to do that. You can't blame people for being Bershus on that. So Mela, to a certain degree, that means that puts the responsibility on the Baal Chavis. You know that people will be stopping once in a while, so be more careful. Okay, fine. So
we throw down the responsibility. He has to assume the guy's going to pass.
Oh, so you're asking a kasha, okay? This is a kasha, the Maram, the Maram Shif. The Chorim ask a kasha. If we're saying that when you're walking Bershus, you still have to be careful from people doing things Bershus. So why aren't, why, so it's the same level of understanding on the Shalom Bershus. What's the difference? It's a kasha. It's a good kasha. If I have to be Salka Daitach that someone's here Bershus, why don't I have to be Salka Daitach that someone's here Shalom Bershus?
I'm working on the edge of my roof. I'm working on my roof and I have tools on the end of my roof. If it falls into the Rishon, I'm Chayev. And if it falls into the Rishon Yochanan, I'm Bader. It's the same roof. Kaylee, I left the Rishon
Yochanan.
I'm taking responsibility. My actions
are... He's saying, Kachi Daka Shaltara.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that last expression?
He's saying sometimes that's the rules and that's it. The Torah has... I was just saying, sometimes the rules... The Torah has rules and you follow the rules. It doesn't always 100% line up the way we would think. But... Right, what were you asking? You saw him. No, that's what I'm saying. But here, the guy's not supposed to be in the intersection, but he's there. I see him. I saw that he's Shaloi Bershus. It's different than that case. I saw that he's Shaloi Bershus. However... Some of the poskim want to say that the way the streets are set up is that a green light belongs to the people that have the right of way. So it's a shtickle to Shusha Mazik now. Because even though it's Shusha Ram, but it's only his, it's not the other guy's at all right now. He has no permission to be there. Yeah. And we pass against the Rambam,
meaning,
so you'll be Potter.
In the Rambam, we would have declared that since it's never Shusha Mazik.
Until you're Mechavin, you're not Yechayev.
So this will be a distance, because according to the legal law, you have the last clear chance doctrine. Means if I could stop the car before I hit the other
right, that's what I'm saying. This would be a difference, right? The guy runs the green. The guy's going in the green. The guy's going in the red. Okay? And the guy in the green saw him with enough time, technically could have stopped. He made a decision that he's going to try to make it through, and he didn't make it through. He hit him.
Careful, as far as the standard ground...
No, but the last clear chance doctrine... So now, according to Rashi... L'chart Pasha, since you saw him, you're chayef, even though you're Bershus. The guy running the green is chayef. According to the Rambam, Yesh Loimar, not Yesh Loimar, according to the Rambam Zichar, the halacha is... No, the Rambam himself. Now, we paskin like the Rambam only in some cases. But the Rambam himself would hold that the Mazik is Potter. When he's Bershus, and basically he's doing what he's supposed to, then he's Potter. He doesn't go with the Ezekiel. You're Potter. Unless you're Mechavim. We paskin like the Rambam went to the Rishus of the Mazik. So it could be the green light is called Rishus of the Mazik. And therefore, it would be Machalik's Rashi Rambam. What would be the legal case? What would be the halacha legally?
I think if someone does something
illegal,
moves.
I'm not sure that's true.
No, there's the last.
Shmuel, what's the deal there?
Happens to me.
One guy runs the green, another guy's in the intersection and ran the red, and the guy who ran the green hit the guy that ran the red.
Yeah, the guy who ran the red is at fault.
Yeah. Even if the guy that ran the green could have stopped him. Could have stopped in time?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
It's usually compared to fault.
Yeah, on the highway.
What?
It's usually compared to fault. In Florida, they compare how much fault each person had, and so it's still you could be liable to pay the percentage of your fault.
It says, like, the rule is if you hit somebody from behind, the guy in the back is always wrong. Except the guy's driving on I-95 and he slams on the brake for no reason.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So I don't know about that. I don't know. But
I was driving and someone pulled into the median. The median, like across where the cops sit to catch speeders. So you're not allowed to go in there. Only police are allowed to go in there. Someone pulled across me and I went into him. So he was held fully liable because he was doing something, even though I was coming behind, but he did cut across me to go into the median, so that's illegal, so then he was held.
Yeah, but you didn't have a chance to that's because the cop did. You didn't have a chance to avoid it. If you had a chance to avoid it, you can't aim for that guy because he's doing something wrong. If you don't.
And sometimes, I don't know, basically, I don't know necessarily what the legal...
The truth is they're probably both right. The question is, it doesn't even matter. if it's like the Rambam Lahav deal, and there's no way to, then that's because it's statutory at that point, and there's no, it's not a legal principle.
Okay, so basically, we don't know what the legal... We don't know, fine. But the bottom line is, halachically, it would be machlokes Rashi Rambam, I would think. In the case where one guy is going on green, the other guy ran on red, and you could have technically, avoided it, and you chose to continue, so you saw him, you could have stopped, Rashi would say, you're chayiv, even though he's shulei bershos. The Rambam would say, no, you're potter. because Echa Bershus, Echa Shel Bershus, even if you saw him, doesn't change that halacha. And in the Rishus of the Mazik, we pass him like the Rambam, so that would be an interesting case, okay? Now,
the Lashon of the Rambam, when the Rambam says it, is in all cases of Rishus, not just Rishus and Mazik.
Yeah, which like we mentioned last time, the Kashan Arms, where do you say Adam Ward Lailam then?
Because the Gemara talks about you have the right to throw a mouse.
Yeah.
You assume that doesn't mean it was just a rabbit.
Right. But that's the Lashon Rambam.
Wait, if you don't throw him out, does that mean you're giving him Rishus?
I mean, the question is the right away become the Rishus of the Mazik? Which, well, I could hear both ways. Okay. So let's hop around a few more minutes because I think pretty much this Mar Makrimis is for Shinayin Ches, Shinayin Tes, and then there's a lot of other sugyas still in other mamazik we want to cover, but I want to try to finish this. So let's go to page 32, which is Siman Shinayin Tes, which is three se'ifim on these halachas, okay? And like I said, we're going to be talking about a chavis and a kaira, but it applies equally to two cars driving. Okay? Shnayim, page 32, Siman Shin Ayin Tes. Shnayim shayu mahalchim rishus harabim. Two people are walking in rishus harabim. In this case, they're walking opposite each other. Okay? Two-way traffic. Zeba b'chavisa v'zeba b'kaira. It's a head-on collision. Upagu zeba zeba. And they're both rishus. They just hit each other. So Nishbar Chavis Bakaira, it's called Huzku Zebazeh, they're both completely Bershus, Potter, Shel Zerushus Lahalach, or Zerushus Lahalach. They're both permitted to do it. Somehow they hit each other, we don't really get what happened, and they're both Potter. Again, I can't imagine legally that's the case. Legally, they would probably try to figure out who's at fault, you know, whatever. But basically, if they're both Bershus, they're Potter. Okay, next case. That was when there was two-way traffic. Now the next two cases is there's one-way traffic. So Hayabal Kaira Rishonu Bal Chavis Achrain, and the guy that got damaged is in the back. Vinishbar Chavis Bakaira. So if he just went too fast and he bumped into him, he's Potter. Vim Amad Bal Kaira Lanuach Mikovin Masoin. If the Bal Kaira stopped to rest.
To readjust.
What? No, lanuach, to rest. So he has no permission to do that. Chayiv, vim hizir lebal chavis, and he told him, hello, I'm stopping. V'amu lai moed, potter, and then he's potter. Vim omad lesakin masoy, but if he stopped to fix his bundle, so he has permission. Af api, shaloi he's hiroi, even though you didn't tell him I'm about to stop, that line is questionable. I'll explain in a minute. Potter, shatorad hoyev loyo yoch lazir. Here the mechaber is subject to a very big analysis. When the guy stopped in front to fix the baggage, he didn't stop short. He didn't stop illegally. He didn't stop in a way that makes him shaloi bershus. He stopped in a normal way. Okay? But he had enough time that he could have warned the guy. So normally we said, if you stop with permission, it's bershus. So what's the rule? Shneyem bershus. Husku zebazeb turin. So if I'm bershus, you're bershus, and you bump into me, then you broke your chavis, I feel bad, but I stopped, and I stopped with permission, and I'm allowed to utilize the Rishus Rabbim in that way, because I'm just fixing my load, so then we're both potter. Then I'm potter. But let's there's a connection Gemara does not talk about. What if he had enough time to warn the guy behind him, and say, hey, I know that I'm allowed to, I'm just letting you know, by the way, I'm stopping, so you could take the precautions necessary. Do we put that responsibility on him or not? We say, look,
what is it gain from doing?
No, he doesn't gain. No, but maybe Adarabba. Maybe by not doing that, he becomes chayiv now.
Even though he's
Bershus. But if you can warn the guy in front of you and you're not, that itself is a pshia. That itself that you could have warned him and you didn't, maybe that itself is a pshia. There's a certain level of negligence from that alone. You heard the point? The Mishnah doesn't discuss this, right? The Mishnah says the other way. The Mishnah says if you're shaloi Bershus and you warned him, you become potter. I want to know the other way. What if you're Bershus and you didn't warn him? You hear what I'm saying? Right? The other case was you're Shaloi Bershus. You stopped to rest. But you warned him. You absolve yourself from responsibility. What about the other way? I'm Bershus. But now do I become Chayiv if I could have warned him and didn't? So that's the line in the Shulchan Aruch he's saying. he's hiroi. Even though you didn't tell him, you're not mechuyev to tell him. However, there's a gimel there. The gimel takes you to the sma.
What's it going to change? In the Rambam, you're going to be putter anyway, right?
No, you're going to be chayv according to everybody, because now you're a stama pesheya.
No, I'm not.
But
it's
Rambam,
okay?
I'm not pesheus anymore. Since you can make not pesheus because you didn't warn him, you stopped it away, that's pesheus. I stopped in a way that's pesheus, but I didn't.
You already have pesheus.
I couldn't have warned him. Say, why does me be, the Rambam doesn't care if I'm pesheus, I'm pesheus.
Because now it's a
Bishaya. No, the Rambam doesn't care if you're Bishaya, if you're Bishus, and the other guy's Shaloi Bishus. But if you're both Bishus, then the Bishaya would be Mechayiv, your Pashtus. So, the Sma says to look in Siman Tov Yud Gimel. In Siman Tov Yud Gimel, the Ramah says you're Chayiv if you could have warned him.
He stopped short?
No. You stopped, not sure, but you could have told him that you stopped. Legally.
He would have seen that he had enough time.
You can't see someone stopping. You're walking, you don't see people stopping. You're walking in your way, the guy's been in front of you the whole journey, and now he stops to fix this thing. I get it. But he could have told me that he stopped. Why didn't he tell me? Right. So what happens in that case? You should have had your brake lights checked. You didn't. Your brake lights are not working. So now you're permitted to stop, but you're not allowed to, you're not permitted to stop and not tell me. So could be that would change the halacha, but it's a big machlokes because here the mechaber doesn't go with that. The Ramah in Tov Yud Gimel does go with it, so it'd be hard to be moitzi moment on that. Okay. Next case, Haya Bal Chavis Rishon. Here, the Bal Chavis is in front, the Bal Kor Achrein. Then, obviously, if the guy in the back is going too fast and he mazik him, Vinish Bal Chavis Bal Kor Achayiv him, Amad Bal Chavis, Lenuach. And if he stopped, Potter, then the guy in the back is Potter, Vim Hizr Le Bal Kor. But if he told him, I'm stopping, Chayiv, Vim Amad Le Sakim Asoy, Chayiv Bal Kor, Avabi Shlo Yizirai, Bal Chavis, Vachin Zabiner, Vibishtani. So these are the rules that are mentioned over here. So, many of us maybe learned Baba Kama Hamaniach like in young years, and you're like, you learn it, and there's no shy. It's like, okay, nice story about a chavis and a kara, but in reality, these things are mamish negeya, mamish the highest level of dinim, and this is where the halachas come from, how to analyze these cases of accidents. We still have not really discussed. Which is the most, obviously the most prevalent shaila, which is insurance. In other words, once you get insurance involved, what are you going to tell the insurance company? Okay, look, we deem you responsible. Yeah, but the Ramah Paskins, I'm not. Right? So okay, well, then how can you sue another yid with insurance when you know the psak of the insurance is going to go with the legal definition of responsibility, and halachically, he's not responsible? So you're now being mighty moment from him. You're taking him and suing him, and his insurance is going to have to pay a claim on something that halachically he's potter from. I'm talking about two firm people and say, look, there's big damage here, and we're going to go to the insurance. Whatever the insurance says. Wait, who says you have the right to do that? This is a big shiloh. Because you're not allowed to sue people in court and go with amongst two yidden. You're not allowed to use... You're not allowed to litigate al-pi secular law. You have to use the halacha. So is it permitted in Israel? Obviously, this is very shaykh, because the secular the law is not reflective of Shulchan Aruch, al Chosh Mishpat. So is whatever, but anywhere really. So you know, we'll try to touch on that maybe in the next shir. How to deal with the insurance claim.
Everybody agrees that they're going to work with insurance. It's agreed to from.
Okay, you have to know exactly what the heter is. It's not so simple.
We said in contracts it's not like that.
In contracts we said it's not like that. What was that?
There's a lot of crazy